Todd Truman is doing something. Two fingers. like this. That means peace, I guess, right? Peace. Todd. Yes, I hope he's feeling better. Todd, you can reply back and tell us if you're feeling better. I'll look over after we sing this song here.
After the 17-second delay?
After the 17-second delay. Yeah, it is a long delay. It is a long delay. All right, so there was this cool movie that was being played here on Tuesday night called Overcomer. You liked the movie? Good. And a couple songs that were in that movie we actually are doing today, one of which is this one, You Say. So go ahead there, Karen.
Voices in my mind that say I'm not enough. Every single lie that tells me I will never measure up. Am I more than just the sum of every high and every alone? Remind me once again just who I am, because I need to know. Whoa. You say I am loved and I can't feel a thing. You say I am strong and I think I am weak. You say I am held when I have fallen short, when I don't belong. Oh, you say I am yours, and I believe, oh, I believe what you say of me. I believe.
Now is everything you think of me.
In you I find my worth, in you I find my identity.
Whoa.
You say I am loved and I can't feel a thing. You say I am strong when I say I am weak. You say I am held when I am falling short, and when I don't belong, you say I am yours. And I believe, oh, I believe what you say of me. I believe. All I have, and now I'm laying it at your feet. You'll have every failure, God. You'll have every victory.
Oh, you say I am loved. I can't feel a thing. You say I am strong, and I think I am weak. You say I am held when I am falling short, when I don't belong. You say I am yours, and I believe, oh, I believe what you say of me. I believe. Oh, I believe, yes, I believe what you say of me. I believe.
Thank you, Rita. Thank you. Who all's rolling in here? I see Todd Truman's hanging out with us. Deontay Morris. Tyler is here. Tay, so hang with us. Hang loose here with us. Noah Trumbull. Uh-oh. Shoot, I didn't memorize it yet. Got it.
Imagine being you. I do. I think about you day and night.
Oops.
It's only right. And hold it tight. So happy together.
Do we fall apart
you
here?
Should call me.
Oh no, we can go further.
Invest a dime and say that you belong to me and ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. Nobody but you were on my mind.
I think we made it farther this time than we did last time.
At least I did.
At least I made it farther. So
give us a few months and we won't need the music for that
true.
Song.
We'll have it totally nailed for you at some point here, Noah. God bless him.
And guess what? Tonight's not that night.
Who else is rolled in here? I see Ralph and Earl and Ken and Michelle. Welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Let's pick this one up here, Brandon. Mary Sheldon. I don't see Mary Sheldon washing up on here.
We stand and lift up our hands, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. We bow down and worship Him now. How great, how awesome is He? Together we sing. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory. The earth is filled with His glory. We stand and lift up our hands,
go, go.
For the joy of the Lord is our strength. We bow down and worship Him now. How great, how awesome is He? And together we sing.
Okay, I got to tell you, I told Scott that you told me he was a pretty doggone. Actually, you said he was a great drummer, and I agree. So you've been complimented there, Scott.
And he won't let it go now. He just keeps reminding us.
By the Dave Edwards. Adjust your hats. I see Juanita on here. Kelsey's watching. Hi, Kelsey. Kelsey's watching. That's great to see you guys. Janice Danger's on here. Janice is saying it sounds great. God bless you. Thank you. Okay, here we go. Call to worship stuff. Why not? We'll just kind of do it. Actually, what I'll do is I'll sprinkle a little, I'll share a little blessing on top of it, like Pastor Wood. How's that sound?
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. Be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord.
Here we are Thursday night again, and we had an awesome weekend, nice long weekend, and we've got one of the young men that was part of that thing. They come in as caterpillars. It's called Chrysalis. They come in as caterpillars, and chrysalis is a metamorphosis. The caterpillars, they come out of that cocoon and become the butterfly. We've got a butterfly here tonight who's going to share a message with you. His name's Tyler, and he'll be sharing with us. We like to call him T-Dog, too. So for those of you watching, Deontay, it'll be great because God is good and God is able.
Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Karen, are you feeling lucky? You are. You're feeling lucky. Go for it here. All right, this will be our opening hymn. And for those who haven't joined us, because we do have some few new ones in here. Tay's saying, God bless my brother Tyler, and all of us in the sanctuary. God bless you. Thank you, brother. We appreciate that. Dave Sarver's watching. Barb watching. Janice has asked for prayers for Gail and Karen. Right where my headset mic like I was when I was doing the drumming on the weekend. That was a blast. Yeah, I'm gonna try that for you. You could, that way you can not say anything. Or I can pick up everything you don't say. It's good. Good stuff.
Mute wouldn't be enough.
Okay, Karen, we're gonna try our luck with this. All verses, including the cool ending one. All right, let's go. Stand with a flag. This is good stuff.
My eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He has blessed the faithful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah, his truth is marching on. him in the watchfires of 100 circling camps. They have built him an altar in the evening dews and damps. I can read his righteous sentence by the dim and flaring glass. His day is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. He has sounded forth the trumpet that shall never call retreat. He is sifting out the hearts of men before his judgment seat. Oh, be swift, my soul, to answer him. Be jubilant, my feet. Our God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on.
The beauty of the living. Christ was born across the sea, with a glory in his bosom that transfigures you and me. As he died to make men holy, let us live to make men free, while God is marching on. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on.
Amen. Amen. You know, we're using it. Really, it's the first time you. This is the. You've never. Oh, that's right. You normally do it on the. You normally do it on the cornet.
Yeah, I've never played the piano.
First time Karen played it through on piano. That's well, other than her practice earlier, of course, but still. Fantastic. Who else has rolled in here? I see. I see. Carolyn June has joined. We don't need Carolyn June. Gary Wisman's watching. Yeah, Tyler says, yeah, all right. And Doug Crawford has joined. All right, we're gonna get him here one way or the other, and if this is the way, that's fine. We'll take that too, Doug. Glad you're hanging out with us. Hanging out indeed. Remember this one, Brandon?
Just gotta look at the chorus again.
Yeah, that's the best way to.
The highest King would welcome me. I was lost, but he brought me in. Oh, his love for me. Oh, his love for me. Who the sun sets free. Oh, is free indeed. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am. Free at last, he has ransomed me. His grace runs deep. While I was a slave to sin, Jesus died for me. Yes, he died for me. To the sun sets free, oh, is free indeed. I'm a child of God, yes, I am. In my Father's house, there's a is for me. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am. I am chosen, not forsaken. I am who you say I am. You are for me, not against me. I am who you say I am. I am chosen, not forsaken. Child of God, yes I am. In my Father's house, there's a place for me. I'm a child of God, yes I am.
We sang that one on the flight. You might not remember it because we did a lot of songs, but we sang that one on the flight. Who else has strolled and rolled here? I'm seeing, oh, Susie has this watching. Awesome. Susie has it? Like, yep, wave Susie, and who knows? Sean might be hanging out with her too. You never know. Leyland is watching. Jilly's watching. Kelsey says, I hope one day I can come on Thursday night and get to be there and sing with y'all. For now, she's at home. Remember, she's in Colorado. So, yeah, we'd love to have you here. It's a little bit of a travel for you. God bless you, Kelsey. Karen Riley's watching. David Edwards must have left to come back because it says he joins. And Betsy's hanging out with us, too. So Betsy, I love Betsy. She hangs out and works with us. She'll be retiring soon, officially retiring. She went part-time a little while back. Oh, we want to stay on Capo Tour. This will be that's right. This will be Kelsey. This will be your spot right there.
Right here.
Right there.
Todd, better come claim it. She's coming from Colorado, right, so you got a head start.
No, we're going to do this one. I like this one. This is a fun, big hymn. This will be the closing hymn. Thine be the glory.
Thine be the glory, risen, conquering Son. Endless is the victory Thou, O death, has won. Angels in bright raiment rolled the stone away, kept the folded grave closed where Thy body lay. Thine be the glory, risen, conquering Son. Is the victory Thou, O death, has won. Lord Jesus meets us, risen from the tomb. Lovingly He greets us, scatters fear and gloom. Let His church with gladness hymns of triumph sing, for her Lord now liveth, death has lost its sting. Thine be the glory, risen, conquering Son. Endless is the victory Thou, O death, has won. Of life is not without
thee, aid us in our strife. Make us more than conquerors through thy deathless love. Bring us safe through Jordan to thy home above. Thine be the glory, risen conquering Son. Endless is the victory thou, O death, has won.
If I hit the first and the last chord, does that count?
You can. That counts. Okay, now tell Karen how much you love the big organ sound for that hymn.
See?
They love the big organ sound. I told you. Oh, it's a fun, that big pipe organ sound. Okay, last song we'll do here. Then we get to hear from Tyler. Are you going to want to use a handheld mic or a body mic? I'll give you either one. You like the handheld? Okay, I'll give you the handheld. I will give him the handheld is what we will do. Okay, here. So you wanted me to hang out here, Brandon, doing like... Just give you this, right? Studio fades.
That was on the better end of studio fades.
That actually was pretty respectful. Thank you. Susie says blessings, and she's singing along. God bless you. Thank you, Susie. Charlie Kennel's joined in. That's good. Hopefully Charlie has his lovely bride with him, too. Judy Truman's watching. Stephanie's hanging out with us. Chris Ross is joined. That's neat. Chris, I'll be seeing you on Saturday, I hope, if you're part of the Emmaus team up, the Southeast Indiana Emmaus team, that is. We have the Northern Lights Chrysalis thing coming up, and we're going to bring up Tyler here in just a moment. I'm going to shut off some squeals here. For those of you who haven't been with us in a while, remember we're taking prayer requests. I've got a few written down here already. And we will be lifting all those up after we get some local ones here, too. And Tyler's going to be sharing with us. So give me just a second. Push the button on the very bottom. Press and hold the button on the very bottom. It should magically come to life. Something like that. Here. Normally that should be all you have to do is just that. Bring it here. It's magical. There we go. And you want to sit or stand?
I'm going to sit.
You're going to sit? Cool. Well, at that point, I'm going to make sure you're set up then. So hold on here. Okay, so this past weekend, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, we had... Come over here. We'll use this one. We had Northern Lights of Emmaus had what they call their Chrysalis Flight, and that's what we do for the youth. And Tyler was one of seven. They come in as what's called caterpillars. And chrysalis, as I mentioned earlier, is the metamorphosis. It's a transformation. They go into their cocoon, and then they come out as a butterfly. So this is now Tyler T-Dog Butterfly.
Yep.
Uh-huh. And he wanted to ask me if he could share. And I said, by all means, man, I'd love for you to share and tell us. Tell and share and just go, baby. Have a good time. So I think I've kind of laid the groundwork, three-day event. And I'll chime in if I feel like I need to expand on what you're saying.
Yeah.
If you want me to. Or I'll just shut up. How about if I just shut up? Go.
I'm still trying to get... I'm getting comfortable on my little stool. So, yeah. Actually, you know what? I'm going to put it like that. Yeah. Oh, no. I like having my legs like this. Yeah. You know, Melody told me about this event, I think the night she came back. And I remember her telling me, she's like, you know, she's like, it's awesome, it's amazing. And she's like, you really got to go. And I was like, okay, what is it? Did not tell me a whole lot. I just knew I was gone for 3 days. And that was it. I am very glad she did not tell me what it was. And yeah, so for those of you who don't know, she was my sponsor. And Saturday morning, you know, she dropped me off. We talked for a little bit, and then we got called up to the church. And then we all get introduced, and like, okay, time to go to the conference center. And I'm standing there. I'm like, oh, I didn't even get to tell her goodbye. So that kind of, you know, made me sad for a little bit. And then the next night, you know, we had a nice dinner. And there's actually, excuse me, previous women and girls that went on their Chrysalis flights and Emmaus walks. But I'm looking at the line and... none of them were Melody, so I was like, oh, she has school tomorrow, and, you know, she probably wasn't going to be there. And then I'm eating, like, oh, we're going to have music for you, and I'm like, oh, that's cool. You know, I'm sitting there eating, not really looking up, and so they introduce themselves, and lo and behold, Melody is one of the singers, so I get this big smile on my face, and... They sang a couple songs, and, you know, we sang our closing grace song. You know, yeah, Greg going like this with the sign. So everybody trying to follow the words, you know, going like this. And they're like, all right, we're going back up. I said, I'm going to stray from the herd for a little bit. And I went up to Melody, gave her a hug. I was like, I didn't get to say goodbye to you yesterday. She's like, I know. So, the Conrads being full of surprises. Originally, Greg was going to take me home Monday. And, you know, yes. And I said, hey, you still take me home, right? He's like, actually, I'm not. I was like, oh, man, I cannot do any more surprises. He's like, one last surprise, one last surprise. That was not the one last surprise. So, yeah. I want to talk about the event. All I can say is just once in a lifetime. I'll never be able to experience that as a caterpillar ever again. And it was life-changing for me. And, you know, I'm just replaying it in my head right now. And, man, I've never felt his presence so more alive than that whole weekend. And it was just amazing. And Saturday night we had the opportunity, anything that was holding us down, we just wanted to let go. We wrote it down, we nailed it on a cross, and Pastor Dave Mack, he said, I'm going to take these, I'm not even going to read them, I'm taking them and I'm burning them. And then we were quiet from that point till the next morning. Some of us had fallen asleep through the bell, and so we had one of the youth leads come and run out, and I'm not going to scream because everybody would go deaf. I had already been awake at this point, and I was about to go get water, and I just see a guy running, and I'm like, all right, if I wasn't awake, I'm awake now. But, yeah, we got down to the church next morning, and Dave had a bowl of ashes. He said, these are the negative things in your life, and dumped them in the trash and filled it with holy water. And, you know, and since then, what I wrote down, just amazing. But it gets better. It gets better. So then, Sunday night really moved me. That was just a time for us to pray to God, you know, make a commitment to Him, and just pray. That was one of the talks, was prayer through communication through prayer, and that was something I struggled with a lot. And since then, I'll get to that moment later, but I pray to God every night before I go to bed now. And I was just sitting there, and I go back to the first healing service we had here back, I think it was in, it was like spring, summertime. And that's when my anxiety and depression was really bad. And I know enough that it was when Larry was still here. So I remember I was sitting where my grandma's sitting. We're not going to get the camera on her because she don't like being on camera. But I remember sitting there, and I remember because I wasn't a member of the church. I was still coming, and I'm like, man, I don't know if I should go up there. Might feel out of place. And so something just compelled me to go up here, receive God's healing. And granted, I've had to come a few times to get His healing. But, you know, that's the thing. His healing's free, and you should never feel guilty for receiving it. And, you know, in that moment, when I received my first healing, I just felt the whole weight of the world just... Oh, I remember. It was before you and I went to Chicago. I remember. That's another story that I've already told that I'm not going to tell again because that's in the past. And we're focusing on my Chrysalis flight journey and experience. So going back to Sunday night, you know, I'm sitting there and something's just compelling me. I've never really committed to God. So talked to Reverend Penny because, one, it was really dark. I didn't know where I was going. I said, okay, that looks like an adult leader. So I went down. I said, I'm gonna pray this to someone. I said, I can't really see. So I sat down. I was like, okay. So, and I just told her my whole story. And, you know, I'm not going to lie. Last year was horrendous. It was awful. And I told her everything about almost dying in that car accident that I almost got into. And, you know, but I'm still glad I'm here. And, you know, I told her in that moment, I said, you know, when I was in high school, I did Young Life my senior year, and I had plans on becoming a leader. Well, when I started college, my first semester of college, that's when my depression really took off, and I just didn't feel worthy to be a leader. And so I'm like, excuse me, if I can't be a leader, what am I doing with God? And not saying that severed my connection with God, but just my connection with him, like, really weakened. And since coming here, just because I knew Greg went to a church, didn't know what religion this was, I was like, all right, no, Greg goes to a church. Same as I knew he was the president of a company. I had no clue what his company was called. Yeah. And I told her, and I said, I know God wants me to be a leader on this flight journey. And she said, have you ever made a commitment to God? I said, no. She's like, when do you want to start? I said, I want to start now. So we went up, and we prayed, and I gave my life to him. You know, I'm not going to worry about the future anymore. I've worried for so many years about getting a girlfriend, and in that moment, I gave it all to him. And there was a talk the next day about, you know, being single, and he, you know, Robbie said, you know, it's okay to be single, and I've accepted it. Now, granted, you ask anybody, they're going to tell you, oh, there's someone out there for Tyler. I was talking to Nancy Stamper Tuesday, and she said, you're too good-hearted not to have someone out there for you. And, you know, I gave it all to him. I'm not worrying about anything anymore. I give it all to him. You know, I pray every night before I go to bed. Little side tangent. I had a, you know, taking care of myself. That was something I told. That was like a New Year's resolution for me. I really let my apartment get cluttery last year. So, yeah, it's a word I just... Cluttery is a T-Dog word. So, I was cleaning off my dresser. On my dresser sat a bunch of junk papers, Bengal tickets for games I didn't even go to, a TV I never used, came from when I lived with my dad, and a PS3 that I held on since 2011. So I cleaned the junk papers off. I gave the TV to somebody who really needed it. And the PS3, I'm looking at it, and GameStop had like a deal going on. You know, you trade in and you get a buku amount of money. I said, it's nice to have, but I'm just holding on for sentimental reasons. I said, time to get rid of it. So, for about a week, it just laid empty. So I was feeling pretty proud of myself. So when I came back, one of the things, well, we got a lot of things. We got a group picture Saturday morning when we got there. I had a frame that it fit perfectly in. Again, going back to my dresser, I had all these picture frames, so I knew God had it for a reason. Also, you don't get rid of picture frames. And so I have that. I have my name badge we got, a cross that they, you know, prayed over. As soon as we left the church Saturday morning, you know, they prayed over those. And it's just a reminder that Christ is counting on us and we're counting on Him. But the last thing and the more important thing that I hold near and dear to my heart is letters of agape. That was the other surprise. And I remember it was Monday, and we're sitting there, and they're like, we have one last present of agape for you. And I was like, oh, more surprises. Okay. So they're like, you know, we have letters from the leaders here and people in the community. I said, okay, people in the community, probably the people that are at the candlelight service. I had never been so wrong before in my life. So I get my bag. I don't peek in until I go to a spot because they said, oh, you know, go by yourself and make sure you have a box of tissues. And I'm thinking, we need tissues? I was like, oh, man. And I don't cry a whole lot. So I open this bag, and it's like nearly filled to the brim. I may be over exaggerating a little bit. So I'm looking in the bag, and I just see letters upon letters upon letters upon letters. So, you know, I open the first couple, and, you know, it's, you know, leaders from the weekend. I said, okay. And then I opened my first one that was outside in the community, and it was my boss's, Matt Oliver's, and I just started tearing up. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, all right, I was not expecting that. And I just have never felt more love before in my life. And just, you know, agape is agape. You know, one, who doesn't like free stuff? And two, just it holds a more bigger meaning than that. But it was just so surreal. You know, you open every letter, and it was just amazing. I had so many that I didn't get to finish them all in one sitting. So I went home, finished a couple I had, and I said, okay, time to do it all over again. So I read them all over again. I even read them all over again yesterday when I was home. I had to leave work early. It started coming down with a cold. Also, we were in a really, really long meeting, Greg. So barely with my, I came out and I was, man, it was like a war zone in there. But, you know, it was just amazing. But the big thing I took from this weekend, I gave God my life. He's in control. He's got a plan for me. And just spreading His love, You know, because just the society we live in is, it's not the greatest. But I don't think it's also the worst. You know, there's some positives out there. And, you know, just me being as young as I am, you know, I'm taking it upon myself, you know, to spread that love and making a lot of changes in my life. I've since doing my best to stop cursing. I have maybe had one accidental slip up, but since then I've stopped cussing, stopped, you know, I'm probably not going to drink as much as I do. You know, just coming here more, you know, and, I think I can officially announce it. So, a lot of the kids wanted to get baptized during our flight. It almost came to fruition. A boy by the name of Dale, you know, he really wanted to get baptized. And it almost happened on Monday, but Pastor Dave Mack felt that it would have been really rushed. And he said, baptism's a celebration. And he said, you don't rush a celebration. And I'd never been sure if I wanted to get baptized before in my life, because I did go to private school from 4th to 8th grade year. And, you know, we're only going to religion classes because, you know, it's a class we have to go. And we only went to church Friday mornings because we had to go. But I had never been more sure in my life that I wanted to get baptized. But I also knew I wanted people in my life to be there to celebrate that moment. So that's why I held my tongue back. So I called, even before that, Greg and I had talked, and he told me, he's like, oh, we could do it on a Thursday night. And I said, you know what, Greg? My birthday's on a Thursday night this year. Well, it's on a Thursday. Actually, if you look at my birth certificate, I was born at 10:55 p.m. And, yeah, it is night. But, and I said, you know what, that's a great idea. That's one heck of a way to spend my 24th birthday. So I called Pastor Dave Mack yesterday. We got to talking. And he said, you know, that's a great day because it's the tail end of Easter. You know, we're celebrating Easter. And then to celebrate at the tail end of it with a baptism, he said, I think that's great. And he said, you know, did you have, think about who you want to include in it? I said, well, you know, I know there are some other gentlemen that wanted to get baptized. I'm not the only one. And he said, it's a celebration. And I said, you know, I don't think we should just leave it to me. I think, you know, we need to ask Raphael, Josh, and Dale. And he said, you know, I'm seeing Raphael and Josh today. He's like, I'll talk to them. And I said, I'll talk to Dale. So Dale has to talk to his mom, but Raphael and Josh said yes. And they're also bringing some, I forget the word Dave used, but they're youngins. Yeah, youngins. And, you know, it's going to be awesome, but April 16th, you know, I'm really devoting my life to God. And I also told myself when I started coming to church here that I wanted to be baptized before I became a member of the church. And I thought about today, and I think April 19th would be a good time to become a member of the church. It's also the day I gave money for the flowers. So, but, you know, it was just to sum up my experience, just once in a lifetime. And, you know, it's becoming harder for me to find the words to describe it, but that's all I can say is it's once in a lifetime. And just, you know, giving my life to God and Christ and just De Caloris. That's a request. I want us to sing De Caloris for a service.
Okay. Good deal, man. Thanks, Tyler. Hey, Tyler. Thanks for sharing, brother. Thanks for sharing, man. We really appreciate that. Oh, yeah. So he's got... Tyler's been... And thanks for sharing that. We're actually next Thursday, we're going to have Deontay Morris here, who was also a caterpillar, who's now a butterfly, on the same flight. He's going to be here and share, and might even get Dale also next Thursday. I have both of them here. If not, we'll bring Dale in another time. So, neat stuff. Neat stuff. Man, I really appreciate you sharing. So it's all good stuff. Well, we're just going to go ahead and get some other prayer requests going here. You heard an awesome message from Tyler. Hey, no need to load anything else up with it. How can you follow that? You don't, right? Okay, so let me turn this down just a touch. We are looking good. All right, so at the request of Mary, I'm not going to spin the camera like I normally do. So you're good. Stay right where you are. No, you're fine. You're fine. Stay right where you are. You're good. We'll get some requests here local. I've got Carolyn June has reply there. She says, "It says we love you, T-Dog Johnson. So happy for you during this time. We are always here for you." And that's always all caps. You'll get to read that when you look back through it later. Kelsey had shared a prayer request for her mom and Patrick, who is leading him. Ooh, Patrick is meeting a men's retreat with the church. Okay, then. Now we're talking. So Kelsey, for your... for her mom, remember her mom had the heart valve thing going on, and we're still proclaiming the victory for that. Oh, I also got a message from another text I got from Dale while you're doing that. That's, I usually don't be on my phone when people are that, but yeah, it was Dale. Okay, it was Dale. And we had prayed, Reverend Penny and I prayed with Dale for his father, or his grandfather rather, who's been dealing with cancer. Who was he says he's doing better now. He's doing better now. So we're proclaiming the victory for him. Absolutely. So, as a matter of fact, I got to write that down. I'm writing that one down too to lift that corporately here for Dale's grandpa. That cancer garbage. But Kelsey's Sharon had also given us a request. She had a friend who moved into glory today, so that's hard for the family, obviously. And had a request from Susie Hassett. They were the Hassetts were the ones we did the wedding in January 4th. You remember? And for her daughter Shelley, just guidance, encouragement, peace. When it's that time of the life, you know, it can be tough to roll through all that. So again, for anybody who's in the requests, go ahead and type them on through here. We will write them down and take all those. Let's go locally here, and I can turn on them. I can hand the mic, that's for sure, and I will do Mr. Microphone as soon as I can get the right button here. I'm going to do like Tyler did before and not know how to, where I can't hit buttons. Rocket science. But it was a great weekend. It was a tiring weekend for old people like me. I was watching another... here's a reply from Tay. He says, "Love you, Tyler. Great hearing your testimony and how much Christ touched you over the weekend. Fly with Christ." That's one of the... Fly with Christ is one of the things we like to say during the Chrysalis adventure. It's neat. Fly with Christ is right. Tom, how are you today?
I'm fine.
Tom, you're doing well, but what else? How's everybody else?
Everything's quiet, peaceful.
All quiet. Well, okay then. That's probably the shortest I've ever seen. That's a good sign, though. So I'm declaring that a joy. Absolutely. All is quiet and peaceful. It sounds like the way it should be every day. Every day. Linda has the microphone.
Well, I do have 12.
Okay. One of their vans died, okay?
Died forever.
No hope of coming back.
So
huh?
We only got one van.
Now you only have one van.
Yes.
Which is still running, I presume, because you...
Okay. Yes.
That's encouraging, I think.
But Wiley, the young lady at VV...
Okay.
She come on on Wednesdays, but she bring my heart together. Every Wednesday, I look at her and I just smile away. And the first thing she does, say hi to me and hug me.
Awesome. It's good to be loved.
And then I say, well, you want to heal with me? She said, no. But I'm fine with it.
Okay. She says hi. She gives you a hug, but no, I don't want to sit with you. Okay. It's good to be loved, Linda. Thank you. So Linda is loved. Debbie, do we have adventures from the Christian bookstore this week?
Actually, it was very quiet and calm. Spirit was there.
That's what Tom said.
However, I do have prayers of praise. Sonia was called. She had an interview, and she said, I can't take it because it's not enough money. And they called her back and said, please. And yeah. They're going to help her go through school. And she is just delighted.
Fantastic.
And she said, do I have to give the other people 2 weeks? I said, no, you start the day the person wants you to start. She says, are you sure? I said, God wants you to do that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, of course, as you know, that's traditionally it, but of course, I think she's doing a pretty crummy job, if I remember
yes,
right.
She
right?
Is.
Yeah, yeah, so I can get it. You know, you do what you got to do. Yeah. Well, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Like Mary says, they don't give you 2 weeks when they fire you.
They only give you 2 weeks when they fire you. Yeah, thank you. That's well said.
Pray for joys peace for Sonia. That's good.
And Mary was good enough to write some stuff for me. That's fine. And I already wrote those down, so we've got those. Tyler, you got any prayer requests? We already heard your joys.
Yeah. Pray for my dad, just because he needs prayers a lot.
Just for a touch, right?
Just
touch of God upon
yeah,
him. Okay.
Touch of God on him.
I get
him.
It.
And, I think I'm coming down with a cold.
Nope.
Or maybe I'm...
We're going to pray for you on that.
Yeah.
We're going to take care of that.
Or maybe, as my grandma said, I might be hitting puberty really, really late. It was insinuated.
It'll be 24 in April. Okay, I'm with you. I'm following this.
But yeah, going back to that joy, you know, spreading the love and joy of God.
Amen.
Thank Lord.
Amen.
I can't scream it because, again.
Well, you've held the mic back far enough you can.
I'm taking the mic back because I want to say I will pray for your fourth days.
Ah, good.
Because, yes, they are challenging. And I will pray that you stay strong and stand.
All right. Well, I am going to spin this little guy around. If we could get in our circle. Will the circle be unbroken? By and by, Lord, by and by.
Something has seen that door, sir.
We've sung it before, actually.
Did we?
Mm-hmm. We've sung the circle. But it's a good... Oh, I'm thank you. Thank you. Let me do this real quick. Nee, 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 nee. That's all right. She's figured it out.
I did notice your cane.
You like her? You like that? What she has there?
I had a cane on his pistol.
Come on here, brother. Come on around here. Don't make me reach too far. There you go. Thank you.
It's
supposed to stand by itself.
Oh, good. It's in the middle, too. It's in the middle. Stuck in the middle with you. That'd be a fun song to sing, actually. Yes. I haven't put Christian lyrics to any fun songs in quite a while. I've been so busy with everything, and it's about time to do that again, isn't it?
Yeah, you time to do that again. You had quiet weekends and stuff. Mine was the first thing from quiet weekend.
Oh, I tell you what, when we would play, because I was leading the music team, and especially when we play Blind Man.
Can we do Blind Man? I'm probably the only one running around.
I tell you what, when we have Tay and if Dale's able to be here with Tay and that, we have three of you. Yeah, we'll definitely play Blind Man for you.
Yeah.
We play Blind Man. These guys are running around. They had other youth sitting with, but youth that have been through it before, college age, and they're there is what we call youth table leads to help them through this. And it's funny because I was talking to one of them, they're college age, right? Just about your age, actually. And they said they couldn't keep up with these guys. I mean, I have the excuse, you know, my age. I mean, come on.
And I was
it was a lot of fun.
Caterpillar there, and I recently shaved my beard. And I remember we were getting lunch Sunday.
That's funny.
And the kid asked me, he's like, have you ever been to Punta Canta or some island? Said, no, I'm just got to go to Moscow my senior year of high school. So he stopped. He's like, how old are you? I said, 23. He stopped Dennis Tracks. He's like, you're really 23? Uh-huh.
You got the baby face, man. Come on. That's why you have to have some hair on your face.
Yeah,
so you look a little bit older.
I'm shaving my beard over.
Oh, our God is good. So, Lord, I thank you for Thursday nights. And, Daddy, I thank you for your great touch. Your great touch upon the seven young men this weekend that were part of the Northern Lights Chrysalis flight. And thank you for Tyler sharing his testimony with us and just how God has been touching and moving. And Lord, I thank you that for their fourth days, it's a 3-day event. So we call the day after and all the days after, we call that their fourth days. So Lord, I thank you that for your blessings and protection and guidance and peace and love and joy upon them all. As this rolls on through, it's a great and glorious thing to be born again, to have your mind renewed, and just to really get what God's unconditional love, His agape love, is all about. So thank you, Jesus. We've got a woman's walk coming up at the end of March, which is going to be, looks like it'll be a go. We already have 12 as our minimum to do it. I think we have like 11, so that's close enough. It'll be a go, which is awesome. And then the men's will be in May. It's May 7th through 10th, like over the Mother's Day weekend is the only weekend we can get for the camp. So we need men to sign up for that. We got a little bit of time, obviously, but it's good to bring them on and get the men on there. Yeah. Yeah. Well, the cool thing is you can work on team on either one.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're good. You're good. You can work on either one. So who knows? If you want to, we can get you moving and grooving on that.
Oh, man. Filled out my application,
had it. Oh, your willing servant form?
Yeah.
Yeah. No problem. No problem. We'll get there. But anyway.
Mm-hmm.
She wants to. She wants to. We'll figure this out. God is good. But Lord, there's just a lot of different things, as we know, that just kind of beat us up. Just beat us up and wear us down every day. But it's your joy and your strength and your peace that we rely on. Lord, we're lifting up Coy, who's dealing with some surgery, and Brian, who's been dealing with chemo. These things, Lord, we know nothing is impossible for you. I thank you, Lord, for your touch upon Dale's grandpa, that we stood in prayer and we declared in that in faith, and we speak that the Word of God tells us to speak things into existence. So, Lord, we spoke into existence his healing, and thank you, Lord, that he is doing better. We thank you, Lord, for a finished job for him, Lord Jesus, because God is good. Lord, we're lifting up Janice's sisters for Karen and for Gail, the different issues they're dealing with, and we're lifting up Shelley for your guidance, Lord. She's at that age in her life where she's just kind of feeling like she can go a couple different directions. So Lord, just give her your peace, your guidance, and encouragement. And then thank you, Lord, for the awesome family that she has that surrounds her. Just to support her and encourage her. Lord, we're lifting up this friend for Sharon Nelson, this friend that has passed, and for that family, and for you, Sharon. Because that just it's a hard thing, I know. It's always hard, but let us focus on seeing them again. Focus on the future, seeing them in paradise. Just knowing knowing that God's got this. Because our God is good. Lord, looking forward to April 16th here on a Thursday night. Just seeing some baptisms. That'll be a neat and great thing. And I'm really, really happy for you, brother. That's good. It'll be good. It'll be a lot of fun. Be a lot of fun and a lot of joy. Lord, we're lifting up Kelsey's mom. She's been dealing with this heart valve thing. We just thank you, Lord, for just a new heart. That valve is made whole. The doctors just stand confused. Confused and amazed at the power and glory in the name of Jesus. And we rejoice for Kelsey's husband, Patrick, who is going to be leading a men's retreat, which is effectively what I was involved with, you know, this past weekend. So that'd be neat. That'd be really great. We just love to read about that, love to see all that stuff. I'm thanking you, Lord, for giving Tom an easy week, a peaceful week. And let's finish this out tomorrow so we can declare it an entire week. Something different. That's right. Something's different. And Lord, you know the needs, especially for at VNV. I thank you that Linda's got her t-shirt that the Good Samaritan was the person that got beat up in the Good Samaritan story was wearing. And you guys remember that? but just give them that van, give them the transportation they need, Lord. Let's have touch a soul, touch a heart to make that donation or whatever is needed, so they have some transportation there, Jesus. We thank you for that. God is good. You have something else, Debbie? Go ahead.
Yes. When Rita left, she asked me to pray
for Rita?
Her sister Nina.
Rita's sister Nina, okay.
She heard today that her cancer is back.
Nina heard that cancer came back? Okay.
And so Rita,
we're lifting her up then.
Be with her.
I think they're going to try and get her back to sing, I think, for the
Mother's.
Okay, that's a little ways off, though, isn't it? Let's get her. But lift her up, Lord. Lifting up Nina. Lord, as cancer is crushed. Cancer is bound and crushed in the glorious name of Yeshua Christ Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you. Thank you. Lord, I especially thank you, Lord. We're calling for a special touch upon Tyler's dad. Tyler now has just got a light that's always been in him, and it's in his dad, and it's in his mom. It's on all of us, right? But that light now has just been, just went from a little flicker to whoosh. And that's a beautiful thing. But Lord, I just thank you that you bring around the right circumstances, the situations, the right touch upon his dad and all your loved ones, brother. Just all the loved ones. Just let your light so shine. Just let it shine and just open the eyes of the heart and make it, bring it all together. And I'm elated Mary's here. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Mary. I'm glad you're here. It is good. It's good to be
happy to be here.
I know, it's good. Yeah, I know. My mom prayed for me for years. She prayed for me for years. So I truly believe
she's doing it now?
Oh, I'm sure she's still praying for me. she should be. As she should be, but she was I remember one time I told my mom, my mom got aggravated at me. It wasn't hard to do. And she got aggravated with me, and I got mad, you know, and I said, Mom, there is no devil. And she about fell out of her chair. And he is exactly what the devil wants us to say, right? Oh, there's no devil. No, the power, Ephesians 6:12, right? You know, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and darkness. It's a battle. It's a battle for our minds. So I thank you, Lord, that Tyler and others here just experienced that, and so many are being set free. It's a great and glorious, glorious thing. So what I'd like to do is I'd like you to join me in the Lord's Prayer, and then I want to be very specific for Tyler here. So come against this cold thing he's talking about, to see it arrested and crushed and cast off. So the Lord's Prayer, please. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. Come here, Tyler. I want you to stand like right here for me so we can kind of get a layer. There we go. Perfect. 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 All right. Those of you watching on Facebook and that, we know it's a delay that you're hearing it, but it doesn't matter because your prayers matter. So, all right. Okay, come on, guys. Let's get in here. Get in here, and let's just lay hands on Tyler. Lay hands on Tyler, because our God is good and our God is able. That's right. So, Lord, I thank you for your amazing grace and for your amazing love and your amazing joy. And Tyler, this this feeling of a cold coming on you, whatever, however you want to describe it. I mean, this is an attack from darkness that's messing with you. It's not happy that you've just got the joy, that your eyes have been opened, that your mind has been freed, that all the junk that's been messing with you, he's getting lit up already, that all the stuff is there. So, Lord, I thank you that Tyler is a willing servant. He's a willing vessel. So we stand right now under the authority and under the power. In the glorious name of Yeshua Christ Jesus, now commanding all spirits contrary to the word and the will of God, leave right now. They must bow and they must go. For it is written that every knee must bow to me, says the Lord, and every tongue must confess to God. So Lord, I thank you that any irritations in the sinuses, any inklings that a cold is coming on, he is fully loosed. He is healed from the top of his head down through the soles of his feet. It's 100% healing. Everybody repeat this after me, please. Say, this healing belongs to Tyler.
This healing belongs to Tyler.
Because of what Jesus has done.
Because of what Jesus has done.
Infirmity, go.
Infirmity, go.
Yeah. Sinuses be loosed.
Sinuses be loosed.
Be fully clear right now.
Be fully clear.
At full. That's right. Right now at full peace. And brother, I want you to proclaim this for yourself. Say, this healing belongs to me.
This healing belongs to me.
Because of what Jesus has done. Infirmity, you are a lie. And I refuse to accept you. For I am healed in Jesus' name. That's right. Amen. Tell me, how are you feeling there, brother? We're feeling some power here flowing. What are you feeling? Feeling something in your throat? What's it feel like?
It feels better.
Better? Nice. So you had drippage messing with you, huh? And then now the throat's feeling good. That's right. God is taking care of you. That's beautiful. So here's what I want you to remember. If you start to feel even the tiniest bit of irritation in your throat, you reclaim your healing. You say, hey, I refuse to accept this. I'm healed in the name of Jesus. You know, discomfort, go. You just proclaim it. Speak it, because the enemy hates when you, as a matter of fact, the enemy hates when you speak scripture too. So get out your Bible and speak it. Anything you've memorized so far, speak it, proclaim it. This healing belongs to you, brother. That's awesome. God bless you, my friend. God bless you. All right, so for folks watching on Facebook, glad you can hang out here with us. Remember, your healing belongs to you because what Jesus has done, proclaim it, grab it. And Linda, you says?
What people say.
What the people say is amen, right? Amen.
And we cannot forget to say De Caloris.
And the people say De Caloris. You going to sing De Caloris? De Caloris. De Caloris. I remember Lord's. Okay. We always got De Caloris, but God bless you guys. We will see you next Thursday. We should have Tay and Dale, I hope. Definitely Tay. Hopefully Dale will be able to join us too. It'd be awesome, man. See you next week.